The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media.
From beautiful, sexy, steamy Studio City, California, for now, I am moving. This is the Three Things on the Knapsack Files podcast feed. We had a little Three Things action last week. 4th of July holiday put me off a bit. I want to thank y'all who listened to the 7-Eleven episode of The Three Things. Now, here's the deal. I always like to be honest with you, my Knapsack Files listeners and supporters. I am moving soon. By the end of July, early August, I'll be moving locally here. But, moving's never easy. I'll be doing that, trying to figure out where I'll be broadcasting from. Where will the Knapsack Files studios be? Will it still be in Studio City, beautiful Burbank, tremendous Toluca Lake? We will figure it out. I do stay Valley. I've been in L.A. 19 years, 1998 when I moved. Always lived in the Valley. I am Valley loyal. Call me crazy, but that's what I am. So that's kind of keeping things kind of a little weird. Finding time to sit down and do the Knapsack Files interviews has been difficult. And I just figure, why not be honest with you guys? Why keep you waiting? I'm working on some great interviews. I've been talking to Alicia Malone. I'm going to put some offers out of some other people to get on over. But the podcast game in Los Angeles, it's, you got to meet up. You got to get to people's houses. And I got a full-time job, blah, blah, blah. Cry a river for me. I know. But anyways, that's why you'll be hearing a little less interviews. And then once I get settled into my new place, this is what's exciting for me. Once I get settled in my new place, I'll have a permanent studio set up, and you'll be getting more interviews on the Knapsack Files, more Three Things. The original plan of at least two broadcasts a week of an interview and a Three Things, that will be back into the fold. A lot of things coming. You just got to bear with me through July. But, like I said, we're going to have some Three Things. Do you guys like the Three Things? I like recording the Three Things. The concept is simple. We got a topic. We got three things to support that topic. That's what I do. Generally, it's something positive. I try to keep the three things positive. Sometimes I have three random things on my mind. But lately, I've been working towards a goal. I went out to my Patreon supporters. I do have a Patreon page, the Knapsack Files, on Patreon, patreon.com/TheKnapsackFiles. I went out to some of my Patreon supporters there and said, hey, help me with some Three Things. What do you want to hear? So this comes from them, and I want to thank them, my supporters. If you want to support, head on over there to Patreon to find it. If not, no problem. You've still got me here. I will always be here for you. This is what we do. So today's topic comes from Ulrich Stowe Vetlin, who says, you were just in a wedding. I was. My friend Megan Finley, longtime Knapsack Files guest and friend of the show, was in her wedding and up in the Redwoods of California. Ulrich said, I'm soon going to my first ever wedding. I'd like to hear three things about weddings. So that is what we're going to do today, is talk about the three things that make me love weddings. I do love a good wedding. I do love, who doesn't like going? Well, I know there's some people that don't like going to weddings. And look, if you're in a wedding, there's no way to get around it. It can be kind of annoying. It can be kind of hard. And it is an honor. And you should treat it like an honor if you're asked to be in a wedding. That's a big thing. I've been in a few. But It does cost you a pretty penny sometimes. If it's a travel wedding, you got to plan for that. There's things to it. I've been in a wedding now four times, trying to do five. Ooh, wow, time flies. One of them, I was in the hospital with gallbladder surgery till the day of the wedding. Got out, went home, changed, went to the wedding, danced, had fun. Didn't regret it, but I did pay a bit of a price for that, I'll tell you that much. But I love weddings, and if someone asks me to be in a wedding, I take that seriously. I've officiated one wedding, I'm going to officiate another wedding soon. So I do enjoy weddings. I get, though, if you don't, but here's the reasons I do. And there's a lot to be, a lot to consider what makes a good wedding. My friend Lou Santini, comedian, author, has a good book out about weddings. He DJed over 1,000 weddings and has some great stories. And it's, go to his website, lousantini.com, to order that book. But he's got a lot of stories, and he's seen some amazing things at a wedding that would make like a primetime soap opera from the early 80s, Dynasty or Dallas, seem like child's play. What are the things about a wedding? What are the things you like about weddings? I mean, the food is definitely something there, right? I mean, that's not on my list, but the food, the music, all those kind of things. But what is it about weddings that I enjoy? So, number three, and the three things I love about weddings, it all comes together at the last minute. Now, if you're just attending a wedding, like our friend Ulrich, who's going to a wedding for the first time, if you're just attending, you're just going to sit back and enjoy the show. You're going to hope everything goes right. You hope no one stands up to take umbrage with the marriage, take issue. No Dustin Hoffmans from The Graduate, none of that kind of stuff. You hope the ceremony goes good, and you hope the reception has enough food and drink and music, and you're at a good table, or you got some family there, or a plus one, and you're good to go. But what I like, once you're inside a wedding, once you've been, I'm not talking about getting married, this is from attending and being in a wedding, once you get to the other side, the planning is extensive. And this is why they make reality shows about it, or faux reality shows about it. There's just so much there. This is why a wedding planner is an actual career, and I think a necessary career, and one that can sometimes make or break weddings. I've seen bad wedding coordinators. I've seen great ones, and I've seen a lot of in between. So if you're there, like the last couple weddings I've been in have come together wonderfully. Wonderfully. I mean, just great experiences, just a lot of standing and clapping for how great the weddings were put together and how they appeared and the feelings and the emotions in the wedding. But both those weddings, it was close to the people getting married, and it was a tick, 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 down to the clock. Will this happen? What will go wrong? Will things go wrong? Then things do go wrong. Things change. This last wedding I was at, the day before, one of the bridesmaids calls, cannot show up, too ill, cannot go. Not only that, she had a part in the ceremony, had something she had to speak. The bride took it in stride, got off the phone, called another person who's going to be at the wedding. Can you write this speech? It's a little tiny but important part of the ceremony. Went off without a hitch. The bridesmaid was missed, of course, but it happened. And I sat there on the other side, sipping my coffee, having breakfast, going, oh my gosh, kudos, because I'd be freaking out. And I'm not just talking about bridezilla stuff, anger, getting things, the stress, families fighting, all those. That's there. I did, but it isn't about that. It is just who's gonna get the food? Will this person get there in time to give the food? My friend Megan had some food trucks, and to get the food trucks out to the Redwoods was a Herculean effort and feat. It took so much to find a DJ, someone you know, find a photographer, all these moving pieces. It's like the movie Father of the Bride. You can go to the original one, Spencer Tracy, or my favorite version, Steve Martin, from what was that, 1991, with Diane Keaton, Martin Short, Kimberly Williams. I mean, I love that movie, and that might be part of the reason that I love weddings. There's something about that movie that made me just want to be part of a wedding, whether I was the one getting married or not. I have been grumpy attending weddings, like, oh, I've been such an honor, but I really don't want to be in this wedding, but I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to take time off of work, I have to pay, I'm going to travel, blah, 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 woe is me, life is hard. Then every time I get there, it's a great time. You just got to kind of sit back and open up your heart to it. And every time, I am amazed at how these weddings come together. It's almost like you need to tell some of these folks, if you're getting married, don't fret. Just don't fret. It will come together. You will be married. That's all you need is the two folks getting married, the person officiating, and some witnesses. That's why the courthouse thing works. That's all you need. That's all you need. So it will come together. All the stress, all the hubbub, there's just something magical in the air. And it comes together. And when I was officiating the wedding, whoa, I was afraid because I was part of the things that I wasn't sure was going to come together. Nerve-wracking, one of the, I will actually call it the hardest performance, if you can call it a performance, the hardest performance I have ever had to do. And that came together. There's just something in the air. There's something floating around. It's those emotions. And every one of them, I've not been part of a wedding that has not gone right. Not saying that this doesn't happen. Read my friend Lou's book. It happens. But it's... Do I make the comparison to flight? All right? One plane crashes, that's bad. But most likely you're going to be okay. Just give yourself over to the process. Have a little faith. Bad things do happen. But all these weddings, all these beautiful, beautiful weddings come together. And I love that fact. And I love that moment when I'm sitting there in the ceremony. And I'm like, oh, this is going to work out. This is working out. Because it has to. There was a moment when I was officiating the wedding. I'm the one up there. I'm the one speaking, marrying my friends, Matt and Brittany. And I remember thinking in my head, oh, no, this is coming together. I still had about 3-4 more minutes of the ceremony. I had to lock in and make sure I was doing it right. But I remember thinking, oh, this, like every other wedding I've been to, despite me being involved with it, came together. That's number three. Number two on my list, normal people turning loose. All right. I love watching your uncle in the bad suit and the mustache with the Coke bottle glasses. I love watching him dance. And you know what? It looks stupid. You know what? He should be slightly embarrassed. But you know what? He ain't. Because he's at a GD wedding. And he's having some GD fun. And that is why it's number two on my list. Normal people turning loose. Look, we all can't be cool. Some of us like to think we're cool, but a very few amount of us are actually cool. So we are all those strange people at the wedding having fun. And that is what I enjoy. I love sitting there. And sometimes I hit the dance floor. Sometimes I have some champagne, some wine, and a whiskey, and I'm on the floor drunk dancing like a fool. I can take part of that. Totally can. But sometimes I don't. The last two weddings I was at, I did not participate in any of the dancing. Not because I was a grumpy stick of the mud. I just didn't feel it. I wanted to people watch. I wasn't feeling that. I didn't get that kind of drunk. I mean, one, I was officiating the wedding, and isn't that the guy that officiated the wedding? He's barfing in the corner on the dance floor. Don't want that. Don't want to do that. But last couple times didn't dance. I just sat and watched because there's something spectacular about your grandmother boogieing down in a corner with, like, your 12-year-old niece who's wearing a fancy dress for the first time. Or the family that's gone through some troubles, you know, and then they made it out to your wedding, and they're having a great time laughing, and you're seeing relatives you haven't seen in a while, and your work friends are there, and you may have fought with one of your work friends. You didn't like what he said the other day in a meeting, but there he is, and he's having fun, and you're having fun. It's normal people cutting loose, man, because it is a magical time. We believe it. All things are coming together, right? It's happening. So it's coming together. It's feeling wonderful. The emotions are in the air, and you're just gonna have fun. You're gonna eat that extra shrimp cocktail. You're gonna go back for another slice of cake. You're gonna laugh. You're gonna worry about it all tomorrow. Right now, you're at a wedding. It is sold. We sell these weddings to family and friends as a once in a lifetime moment. Whether or not that ends up being true, whether or not that is true. It's what you feel when you're there. It's the fun. It's a no rules apply type situation. You can just make it about the dance floor and the food, but there's something else to it. It is a years from now, you'll be like, yeah, you remember when we were at Danielle and Glenn's wedding and the thing happened? I had one of those. I love it. I love when you get there and you just disconnect from every other problem you've got going on, every other thing in the world, and maybe every other doubt you might have about the union itself. Doesn't matter. You're there. The music's playing. I love that moment in the wedding when the DJ, and DJ, there can be bad DJs. Wedding DJ thing, you know, thanks to Adam Sandler, we can kind of make fun of it. Or a wedding cover band, we can make fun of it. I get it. But it's an important thing. You're going to remember food and music. That's like the two things. You're not going to remember the embroidered napkins, the centerpieces. You're not going to remember any of that. You're going to remember the food and the music. And so DJs are key. But I love that moment. There's always that moment where one or two songs hit, and it's probably a classic song that's played at every wedding. That almost makes it better. All right? AC/DC, You Shook Me All Night Long. How that has become like a wedding standard, I don't know. I think the last, like 80% of the weddings I've attended in the last 10 years, that song has started blaring. And the moment those chords hit, before Brian Johnson's voice can even come in, doesn't matter. The crowd, a cheer comes up. Your aunt, who, you know, is 55 and is 20 years past her prime when she used to dance along to that song, she jumps up on the dance floor. Your great uncle's like, oh, this is a rockin' tune. This is a great rock and roll combo. All that, I love that moment. There is always that moment when something hits, a chord, a chorus, a moment of song, and we all cut loose. Just a bunch of normal, weird, mundane people having a wonderful time working hard to create memories. It's like this collective thing. Let's come together and create memories for ourselves and for the couple. They say weddings are for families. They're not necessarily for the couple. And I think there's some truth to that. That goes back to a little bit of the preparation. I've seen families fight. I've seen your mother and your mother-in-law fight over who's sitting where and who's invited to the wedding. I've seen and heard of family dramas spring up over guest lists and seating charts and what's going to be said at the wedding and how traditional it may or may not be. I've seen all those things kind of rear their ugly head. But once you get there, once it all comes together, all the normal people, all your weird family members work together to create a wonderful moment and a wonderful memory that will hopefully last a lifetime. Number one on the list of the things and the reasons I love weddings. After it has all come together at the last minute and your groomsman that has to walk your dog down the aisle, something I just did as the hand of the queen at the last wedding. After the normal people show up and turn loose and have fun and create memories, the thing I love most about the weddings that I have attended, every single one of them, and this is coming from a grumpy single man, is that the belief, even for just a moment, in the purpose of love. That's right. I can get cynical. I've thought, I don't want to get married. I've thought, there's no such thing as love. There's no such thing as one person for everybody. I've thought all those dark thoughts. And I've gone to the weddings with those thoughts in my brain. I've gone to the weddings with my arms figuratively crossed, saying, I don't believe in this any more than I believe in a UFO going to land in my backyard tonight and bring me some fried chicken, cornbread, and a great conversation. Love is less of a chance happening than that. And then I get to one of these weddings, and it all comes together, and the normal people are having fun, and the moonlight is shining down. And as the night starts to fade away, and the vows have been exchanged, and the speech is made, and the best man gives a mildly dull but still heartfelt speech, and the sister of the bride comes up and gives a tearful speech, and the mothers and the fathers and the grandmothers and the first dances, and the cake is cut, and the little ring girl is out dancing on the floor, making everyone go, ah, and AC/DC plays, and everyone's going, yay, all that stuff. There always seems to be a moment late in the evening where I look at it all, I take it all in, and I look to the heavens, and for just that moment, I absolutely believe in not just love, but the purpose and the magical nature and the fate-like reality of love. Believe it. I think maybe that's one of the reasons we do this. And yeah, doesn't mean that every wedding goes well. Doesn't mean that every marriage goes well. And it certainly doesn't mean that every marriage is going to have 100% great times. I think we all know that isn't true. But I hear people describe, I just knew this was the person. And I knew I wanted it to be forever. And I knew I wanted them in my life forever. I knew all of that. I've always, outside of a wedding, just always shook my head. I don't understand it. Still sometimes don't. And when you feel it, there's some kind of horrible part of your heart and soul that wants to question it instead of just accepting it. I think it's easy to overcome. I think it's easy to accept in the end. And one of those reasons I can quiet the voices in my head when it comes to love is because I go back to those weddings. I go back to those points late in the evening. And I say to myself, yeah, this whole thing, the joy created here today, this memory that is being built moment by moment in this evening, it is with great purpose. And we're all doing it because we all, on some level, believe in this or want to believe in this. And that's where I get moved. That's where my soul stirs. And you hold on to that belief. Times may be dark after that. The world may be dark. But there's something powerful about a room full of people coming together because of the common belief in the purpose of love and a wedding. A wedding, a big, bloated cake, chicken, beef, check one of the boxes, what do you got to do, bring a gift wedding, with your weird uncle dancing, and the flower girl crying in the corner, all of that, it all happens, it's all there, because of love, and I can get on board for that. I hope you guys can too. That is the three things for the day, for this week. For now, I want to thank my Patreon supporter, Ulrich Stowe Vetlin, who chimes in often over on Patreon. If you're not part of the Knapsack Files Patreon community, consider checking what it's about and see if it's something you want to do. If not, we'll be here every week. And you can reach out and find me on Twitter at Ken Knapsack and use the hashtag TNF3Things, TNF3, the number three things, and tell me, what do you like about weddings? What do you like about weddings, and what do you enjoy the most? And do you believe in love? It's a pretty big question, but we're going to find some answers. That's it for now. The Knapsack Files is available on iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher. Rate and review if you are on iTunes and haven't already. That definitely helps. We'll see you next time. Don't forget to like the Facebook page, too. Do all the social media things. Do it. Follow me as well. Follow me on Anchor, too, if you want to talk Game of Thrones. I have the show Daily Thrones there, and I am hosting the Collider Video Game of Thrones show this year as well. Enough self-plugs. Let's go believe in love, guys. That's the three things for now on the Knapsack Files podcast feed.